Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. In powering a property today, collective sales, or what's more commonly known as en bloc sales, refers to the purchase of all units within a development by a single buyer or a consortium joint venture. The collective sales arena is not new to the real estate market in Singapore. It dates all the way back to 1994, when the first such transaction was completed with the sale of Cozy Mansion. The latest en bloc craze occurred in 2017-18, as many homeowners jumped on the bandwagon and developers actively leveraged on the potential of many existing developments. The real estate market witnessed about 31 deals in 2017, total of $8.5 billion, and 36 deals in 2018 for a total of $10.3 billion. What about 2021? Let's find out from Karamjit Singh, who's CEO of ShowSuite Consultancy and ShowSuite.com, and get his thoughts. Karamjit, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be with you, Howie, and Happy New Year.
So what's happening though, Karamjit? Why is speculation rife that the en bloc market could kick off again in 2021?
Sure. So the logic behind it is quite simple. En blocs happen in a hyper-cyclical manner. And especially when there are certain factors are aligned, just like how stars need to be aligned. So what are the key stars here? It's just generally a factor that developers feel that they are light on their inventory and they need to stock up to be prepared for the following year. Because they can't possibly be in a situation where they do not have enough of inventory on a going basis to be able to manufacture and sell their goods. So land is that raw material, and it's the start of the entire process for their sheer existence as a going entity, as a property developer. So I think that's the big phenomena that's taking place. Why are we now seeing a situation where inventories are running low? It's just that last year, still in 2020, last year, 2020, saw a much better than expected new home sales performance. At one point of time, there was a lot of concerns that the economic recession led by the pandemic would derail the property market, housing market in particular, but it didn't. In fact, the number of new homes that were sold is expected to actually match that of the previous year, which was considered a strong year, a reasonably strong and stable year. So the new home sales market performed much better. Prices have risen and define the odds. And at the same time, supply, which generally comes from the government, has remained cautious, although that has picked up somewhat, but probably not enough to be able to satisfy what we expect to be a new surge of demand from property developers.
That's that conservative government land sales program, right, that's coming up, a moderate supply. Some are saying, observers, that it could lead to a shortage in certain segments. Which segments are these we're talking about, Karamjit?
Sure. So the RESC, we typically slice it into three components. Right on top is the luxury and high-end homes. Then come the mid-prime. And right at the bottom would be the entry level, sitting just above HDB and executive condominiums. So that's the affordable mass market homes. And right at the bottom of the tier, of the three tiers, which is mass market, it's where we believe would face the most acute shortage. That's also the segment that has done particularly well last three years in particular. And why did they do well is because there's quite a bit of genuine demand from HDB upgraders, those who have just met their 5-year MOP, the minimum occupation period, having received the keys 5 years earlier and 6 years earlier. So they become eligible to make that quantum leap from HDB to a new home. And the numbers have surged there, the number of MOPs. So that has created newfound demand for mass market condominiums.
Let's talk about en blocs again. There have been several waves over the last 25 years. So you're saying the signs now are pointing to this next wave. The conditions are here, cyclical, like you mentioned.
Correct. So right at the peak, if you look back from 1994, the biggest wave or surge was that in 2006 and 2007. And that was the market that was obviously reacting to the newfound confidence arising from the announcement of the two IRs. So there was a spotlight on Singapore. There were not no cooling measures, and Singapore felt underpriced. And there was a sudden surge of funds coming from overseas, and that kind of pushed high-end homes prices, that pulled the rest of the market, and we saw something like, cumulatively about $18 billion worth of en blocs taking place in that 2 years. Thereafter, it kind of generally moderated. And why it also moderated is because the government kind of was conscious that the fact that Singapore recovered amongst the earliest amongst markets from the global financial crisis. And in order to ensure that home prices do not run away as they did in the previous decades, they introduced a whole slew of cooling measures that restricted borrowings, layered higher costs on transactions by way of stamp duties, and the market generally remained suppressed somewhat. But all of a sudden in 2017 and 2018, the market again found itself undersupplied, and that created a new wave. So the last en bloc wave, if you would like, was actually 2017 and 2018.
Yeah.
And between the two of them, it was about $20 billion or just under $20 billion worth of transactions. So we're about to see another wave. It may not be as strong and powerful as what we saw in 2017 and 18, but it should be significant nonetheless.
Other findings of note in 2021 with regard to en blocs in particular, Karamjit?
I think the foundation of an en bloc fever is just the general positive outlook of the market. So ultimately, developers need to take a call of what they believe tomorrow's market would be. And I think there are enough of data points and optimism in the air that prices would remain reasonably strong. I don't think so anyone is betting on runaway prices because of the placement of all the cooling measures still intact. And that's unlikely to go away. They seem to be permanent features. But with that, I think the outlook remains positive and has turned a bit more positive. So that is the bedrock of what we believe would be the foundation of the start of a wave. So with a positive residential and housing market, developers will stock up, interest rates have gone down and have shown signs that they look to remain low. And they will basically charge up and acquire. It may not necessarily be the same across all three tiers of the housing market. We feel that there will be a greater level of concentration at the bottom end of the private residential market. And that's just underpinned by strong HDB upgrader demand.
So generally, your outlook for the Singapore residential market in 2021, positive as well, cautiously maybe?
So positive is the right word. Cautiously, from a statistical point of view, because of the existence of the measures in place, they aren't likely to run away, but we expect the housing market to be robust. on strong footing as they've been over the last several years, and definitely in positive territory. From the investor's perspective, there are some pockets of weakness, especially in the higher price quantum homes designed for investment, because there's quite a bit of demand for upgraders for their own stay. But when it comes to pure investors looking for second purchase, they tend to be more towards the smaller quantum price points, so of around $1 million or under $1.5 million. So there will be pockets of weaknesses. So it's not hunky-dory across.
All rainbows, okay.
That's right. But at the bottom end, I think it's on solid footing.
Karmjit Singh is CEO of ShowSuite Consultancy and ShowSuite.com. Karmjit, thank you so much for your insights and spending time with us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
This has been Powering Your Property on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.